Today, in recognition of Autism Awareness Month, I am joined by Melanie Pinkett Davis, Director of Clinical Operations at Kennedy Krieger Institute Center for Autism.
Marcus's mother and grandmother first brought him to Kennedy Krieger Institute's Center for Autism and Related Disorders on January the 19th of 2011. He was 2 years old. His mother was concerned because he was not talking at that time. When Marcus was evaluated, he would babble and would say the word go. He would not respond to his name and paid no attention to other children his age. Marcus was inflexible and had some unusual quirky behaviors. Marcus's repetitive behaviors included hand flapping, jumping, and running laps around a table or chair at home for hours at a time while making a humming sound. After we evaluated him, Marcus was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. He immediately began individual therapy services with a speech-language pathologist in our center. Eventually, Marcus entered our Achievements program. The Achievements program focuses on the most challenging areas for children who are on the autism spectrum, including communication, socialization, and self-regulatory behaviors. Marcus made slow but steady progress in the program. Years later, we hosted an Achievements alumni holiday party. It was held in our large conference room, which was filled with holiday music and chatter. Immediately upon entering the room, Marcus boldly announced, "Hello, everybody! Marcus is here!" He then proceeded to greet and chat socially with every adult in the room. We were in awe. We could hardly recognize this gregarious young man. There he was, using meaningful language, making eye contact, and responding to the social cues of others. It was an amazing evening for everyone who remembered Marcus. Given all of the progress that Marcus has made, I believe that there are no limits to his full potential.
Inspiring Moments is produced for WYPR by Kennedy Krieger Institute. I'm Dr. Jacqueline Stone.